Breaking into Susan's report to give you breaking news from New York City, where two planes, have hit both towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. The upper floors of the World Trade Center, 110 stories high, each tower. Television networks were showing pictures of the first crash, which occurred shortly before 9 o'clock this morning, so that everyone watching that picture saw a second plane hit the second tower moments after, maybe 5 or 10 minutes past 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning. Carrie Nolan, a reporter for WNYC, our member station in New York City, is with me now. Carrie?
Good morning, Bob.
Are you, where are you exactly?
Actually, I can't even get into New York City at this point. I'm in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, which is a shore town, and from my front door, I can see the World Trade Center, and I can see the black smoke billowing from both towers. I was watching CNN, like many other people, when this story first broke. Right now, what we know is what you said. Obviously, there are going to be enormous injuries and deaths, no doubt, but we're not getting any kind of reports anywhere. What we have now is that the Associated Press is saying that the FBI is investigating reports of a possible hijacking. If that's not the case, then the other scenario that's being sort of discussed is that the radar systems at one of the three airports in the area has gone horribly, horribly awry.
Well, at the site of the first crash, of course, the thought accident occurred immediately. But the visibility, at least judging from the television pictures, looks pretty good today.
It's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky. That's one reason that, you know, as soon as everyone saw that second plane crash, foul play is now at the top of the list.
It was about 9 o'clock this morning Eastern time, so there very likely would have been people in the building.
No doubt. It's a regular work day, the Labor Day weekend, long over, and we're absolutely certain that there are people at about the 85th floor and up, which is where we're estimating the first plane crashed. It's going to be a very long and sad day for a lot of people in New York.
And possibly more people on the planes, because the FBI is investigating reports of possible hijacking.
Exactly. The first plane was reported to have been a two-engine commercial plane. We can assume people on that, you know, aside from the crew, certainly on that plane. The second one looks to be another commercial jet that just smashed right through the entire building. It's incomprehensible to think what the end result of all of this is going to be.
And not much of the debris came to the ground. A lot of it's still in the World Trade Center.
I'm certain of that. Some reports said that very little had come to the ground in the first crash. In the second crash, from what I saw from the news footage that I was looking at, quite a bit did rain down. It's a very busy area. The World Trade Center is right near Wall Street. It could not have come at a worse time in the day, certainly, when the streets are just filled with people going to work.
Both towers are on fire. Smoke is billowing out of them. You can see flames. There will likely be secondary explosions. Is there anything that the fire department can do about a fire that high up? They're up 80, 90 stories.
My gut feeling is no. There are no cherry pickers that can go that high. Probably the best that can be done is something, you know, some sort of helicopter measures, much the way they're doing with the fires in the wildfires in the Midwest. But beyond that, there's very little that can be done. I can only imagine how hideous it must be inside that building for the people trying to get out.
I understand we have a witness who's in a restaurant, a Mr. Frederick Fufu. Sir, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And you are where right now?
I am on the 31st floor of the J.P. Morgan, ex-J.P. Morgan penthouse building. I'm like maybe two blocks away from the Wall Street facing the the World Trade right now.
And can you describe the scene there for us?
I don't think you can really imagine and describe this scene. It's just unreal. We were all in the kitchen cooking, and we heard a big explosion, which almost sounded like two explosions, actually. And we saw this big hole, the flames. We saw papers flying everywhere, maybe at least 10 stories of windows gone. We saw people falling off the building, at least a dozen, I would say 10. And then 10 minutes later, we saw another boom, like some kind of sound, and then a big, huge hole on the other side of the other World Trade Center, which is even bigger from this view here.
So you watched the second explosion?
We watched actually the second explosion. We couldn't really tell. It was so fast, like the corner of our eyes, we saw a plane, something just like flying right into the building.
And you're how close to the building?
I'd say two blocks. I mean, two blocks diagonally, if you imagine.
Have police tried to get people out of the area?
They just called us not to evacuate slowly the building. They're going to have to lock it for security reasons. So I'm going to have to leave soon. But you can't imagine that somebody would even try to think of doing something like this. It's just not right.
And you say you saw people coming out of the building?
No, so people falling off the building, like probably from high up of the fire or falling off the building, maybe, I don't know. But we saw people like really like jump, I mean like they were going to jumping in a parachute.
The second plane, the one you saw crash into mm-hmm. the second tower of the building, mm-hmm. Can you describe the plane?
No, really not. It was like in a... We heard a boom, like it just like maybe 20 feet away from the tower. I heard a sound, turn around, and then heard another sound, and it was like this huge explosion. But it was definitely a plane coming into the building.
So you can't tell if it was a small private aircraft or whether it was a commercial airliner?
We said it was probably bigger. Like, and then it was not like a little one-seater, definitely. It was like definitely something much bigger than that.
So you're...
I must say it's the whole top of both buildings from 80 story up, it's just clouds and flames and holes the size of maybe 10, 12 story high holes into the frame of the building.
Sir, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jackie Leiden is in New York. Jackie?
Bob, I'm afraid my report may be less informative than the previous caller, who's much closer than I am. I think what's shocking is that a Brooklynite like myself, I can look across the river. I happen to see the World Trade Towers from my rear window. And even from here, a distance of several miles, clouds of smoke are rising many hundreds of feet into the sky. I think I might remind people that this is primary election day here in New York, so people were so unprepared for this, of course, and police would have been called to polling places and sort of on...
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. Two planes crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York this morning, about 20 to 30 minutes apart. Black smoke has been pouring out of huge holes in the upper portions of the building. There's been no immediate word on injuries or fatalities. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following the story.
The first plane crashed into the North Tower of the Trade Center at around 8:50 this morning. Witnesses said this first plane looked like a commercial jetliner. Shortly afterward, another plane hit the other tower, causing another massive explosion. That was apparently a smaller plane. Debris from the explosions rained down onto neighboring streets just as many people were heading to work. There's no word on whether the crashes might have been some sort of act of terrorism, but the FBI is investigating that possibility. Ordinarily, air traffic is routed well away from the towers. At 110 stories, the buildings are two of the tallest in the world and are located in the center of New York's financial district. In 1993, six people were killed when one of the buildings was hit by a bomb as part of a terrorist attack. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And President Bush has been speaking. He says the United States will hunt down those who committed the attacks on the World Trade Center this morning. Iraq says it has shot down a U.S. spy plane. It would be the second loss of an unmanned U.S. reconnaissance plane in less than a month. A U.S. military spokesman in the Persian Gulf says a spy plane is missing and its loss is being investigated. The Palestinians say the high-level truce talks with Israel scheduled for today are off. The two sides have been unable to agree on a meeting site, and the announcement comes after Israeli tanks surrounded the West Bank town of Jenin early today. The tank movement triggered a firefight with local gunmen that left 7 Palestinians injured. Israel claims Palestinian militants have been staging attacks from Jenin, including last weekend's suicide bombing. The Postal Service plans to seek to raise the price of first-class stamps to 37 cents. That's an increase of 3 cents. The last increase came in January, and many other rates rose again this summer. But the post office still faces a deficit of $1.6 billion this year. Postal Board Chairman Robert Ryder says the agency had to act now because it takes nearly a year to raise rates. Elizabeth Dole has a news conference set for later today, and it's widely expected she'll announce she's running for the Senate seat from North Carolina, which is being vacated by retiring Jesse Helms. Republican leaders are hoping Dole's name recognition and cabinet experience will help her win the seat. A panel from the National Academy of Sciences is warning that new embryonic stem cell lines will be needed in the future. That panel is issuing a report today which calls for continued federal funding for the research. This is NPR News.
Discussing today's plane crashes into the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan and New York City. Each of the two towers of the World Trade Center, 110 stories each, was struck by an airplane.
Two airplanes, Bob, from what we are able to tell. One smaller plane, perhaps a single-engine plane, and one a larger plane, much larger, carrying passengers. I don't know if we're talking about a 737 or a larger plane than that, and three explosions. And most of our information is coming just this way so far, some pictures and the telephone.
The plane struck the upper floors, and the fire continues. These towers look like two smoke flares. There's billowing black smoke out of each of them. And Jackie is seeing them from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm seeing them from a distance of about 3 miles away. Big plumes of smoke, hundreds of feet high, very prominent on the skyline. I'm sure anyone who's anywhere in the New York area today, at least in the, you know, Brooklyn is opposite to the southern tip of Manhattan, so we have a particularly good view. In fact, if listeners weren't at the top, I mean, I am parallel in my own view with the World Trade Towers. It, you know, I always like to point them out to guests in my loft, and today I can't see them at all because all I can see is this towering gray column of smoke.
The president, in his remarks today, termed this a terrorist attack, and he said that the U.S. promises to track down whoever is responsible for these crashes. He says terrorism against our country will not stand.
Well, I think that that will be the first response. I mean, it seems so, you know, this is not a, how could this possibly be an accident? I mean, it defies the imagination. I think that, you know, we have been worried about this sort of thing. Obviously, the American, you know, this is...
And we now have the tape of the president's remarks this morning.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
The president speaking this morning, and Jackie Leiden, obviously he has better information than we do, and we apologize again. This has just happened 35 minutes ago, and obviously we're still trying to sort this thing out.
Well, it is pointed, I think, that that he is acknowledging it as terrorism, and I think that that is what this country has been afraid of, and the nation's defense chiefs have wrangled about. You know, where is the threat to America? Having been to a lot of places in the world where people live with this, I mean, I was most recently in Israel in May. I mean, this this kind of dramatic attack on United States security. I mean, they've managed to hit quite a symbol, the World Trade Towers, which have been hit by terrorists before in 1993. Yet again, now the top of the building, you know, apart from hitting the White House itself, a horrifying thought, hitting the World Trade Towers is definitely a blow at the heart of America. I mean, it makes a statement by whoever did this.
Obviously, they present a ready target. They're a symbol.
What's so odd to me, looking at all this, looking at the sky, I mean, there is not a cloud in the sky today. If I were a pilot trying to navigate into the canyons of southern Manhattan, this would be such a perfect day. New York also has a primary election today. I mean, people will be madly racing, trying to think if this date doesn't have some anniversary importance, which, you know, we'll sort out later. I'm sure that people close to the scene are just trying to parcel out the chaos. But I think if you were the FBI and the defense chiefs, then you're trying to think not just who, but why and why now. And, of course, there would be a number of reasons for that.
Yes, after the bombing, I'm sure that security measures were improved. I'm talking about the bombing in the basement of the World Trade Center. And there are things you can do about that, but you don't think of an attack from the air. What can you do about that?
Well, I think this is really going to intensify the discussions, Bob, that will come on, you know, American defense. And I think there have been arguments that this administration has been perhaps in some senses, you know, out of touch with how to defend America, or wrestling with new ways to defend America. Where do the threats come from? As one thinks about threats from a nuclear power like China or Russia, I think for most average citizens, this is the portrait of terror. This is the portrait of feeling vulnerable to a lack of security. The idea, you know, it's just so odd. I almost went, there's a major discount shopping center opposite to the World Trade Towers, and I nearly went there this morning to pick something up. I was going to try and get there before I started the day's work on something else. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, you know, I was nearly there. I would have, if I'd gotten off the subway, I would have gotten off the subway at the WTC, the World Trade Center. So I remember interviewing someone in Israel, in Tel Aviv, in 1994, a woman who'd been damaged by a bus bombing fairly mildly, but she had seen people dismembered, you know, in front of her eyes, and she's saying, and I remember the line, because she said, this terrorism is coming to my door. It's coming to where I live. And, you know, it just crossed my mind that I'd never had that experience. I'd always reported on other people's experience, and here I am. I'm looking out my window, and it's come to our backyard.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you. If you're just joining us, the World Trade Center in New York City in Lower Manhattan was hit by airplanes today, two of them. Each tower of the World Trade Center was struck by an airplane, which crashed into each tower of the building. NPR's Tom Jelton is at the Pentagon. Tom, according to Reuters, a bulletin from the Reuters news agency, a Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for the World Trade Center attack, and we heard President Bush say a while ago that he considers it an apparent terrorist attack.
Well, Bob, the one thing that I can add to those reports, which I can't confirm with respect to the Palestinian group, of course, but I can tell you that here at the Pentagon, they are saying that their information is that there was a hijacking. The American Airlines flight from Boston was hijacked, and it was a 767. That means a large twin-engine passenger plane. And so the indications are that one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center was, in fact, a hijacked plane. And that would certainly support the idea that this was, in fact, a terrorist attempt.
With passengers aboard, presumably.
Exactly. And heavy, heavy loss of life. Obviously, within the World Trade Center itself, from the 85th floor on up, and obviously also on board this airliner, which carries, of course, many, many passengers, and on a weekday morning, a flight from Boston would undoubtedly have a lot of passengers on board.
Now, was this the first of the two planes, Tom?
Well, Pentagon officials are not saying which was first and which was second. They refer to the passenger plane, the American Airlines plane, that crashed into the World Trade Center, and another plane. And I guess they don't want to get too far out on a limb. Pentagon officials always want to be careful what they say. So they say, don't say, don't say first and second plane. They say the airliner and then another plane.
I'm trying to sort this out because I'm looking at a bulletin from the Associated Press, which quotes a U.S. official saying the first plane to hit the World Trade Center was hijacked after takeoff from Boston. And yet, from eyewitness reports, the first plane was a small plane. The second plane was the larger plane, which would seem to conform to the 767 American Airlines plane. Perhaps they were both hijacked from Boston, but we don't know.
That is right. And that, I think, is why it's because of this confusion about which plane hit first and which was which that the Pentagon
is unlikely to say that the American Airlines flight was, in fact, the second flight.
Tom, there's a report that there's a fire at the Pentagon, and you're there. The Pentagon is a very big place, I know.
You know, I just walked in, and there was absolutely no sign of anything. However, just as we're talking now, Bob, I can hear a PA out in the corridor saying that all personnel should, and I think they're saying leave. I'm a ways away from the corridor. I do hear a PA speaker in the background right now. As I said, just a few moments ago when I was walking the corridors, there was no sign of any special activity.
And I'm seeing reports on the wires now, part of the Pentagon being evacuated.
And we're also seeing on CNN right now, we see a report that the White House has been evacuated, and in fact, there are billows of smoke above the, what I can see is the old executive office building. In this picture, that certainly indicates that there must be some kind of fire in the White House area. I have not yet been able to confirm what's happening here at the Pentagon, but clearly something is happening here as well.
NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon, which apparently is being evacuated. We're seeing television pictures of smoke near the White House. And earlier this morning, about 45 minutes or so ago, the World Trade Center in New York City was hit by two planes. Each tower, the World Trade Center has two towers, each 110 stories high, and both buildings were struck by airplanes on the upper floors in what President Bush described as an apparent terrorist attack. The president is in Florida this morning. He was promoting his education program. He was to read to school children. He is not at the White House, where we're seeing smoke this morning. And we don't know yet if there's any sort of concentrated attack in multiple places yet. But this is very strange to be a coincidence. So we apologize for not having as much information as we'd like to have. But that is what we know so far. The World Trade Center in New York City was hit by airplanes this morning. Each of the two towers of the World Trade Center was hit by an airplane in clear visibility in New York City. President Bush, who is in Florida, said that there was an apparent terrorist attack. The president is on his way back to Washington. The West Wing of the White House and the Capitol building reportedly both have been evacuated amid concerns over terrorist threats. And we heard momentarily ago from NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon, where at least part of the Pentagon has been evacuated and people were ordered to leave. According to the Reuters news agency, a Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for the New York World Trade Center plane attacks today. Abu Dhabi television reported it received a call from the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Obviously, we'll be checking that out. That's just according to the Reuters news agency at the moment. And that is what we know now. Sorry to interrupt. This morning, just before 9 o'clock this morning, the World Trade Center in New York City was attacked by two aircraft, each two two planes striking both towers of the World Trade Center. There have been reports that a plane crashed into the helicopter landing pad near the Pentagon. All air traffic in the United States has been grounded today. As a result, President Bush calls this an apparent terrorist attack. The president is in the air. He's returning to Washington. Government buildings in Washington have been evacuated, the Treasury Department, the Capitol, the West Wing of the White House, as a precaution. And we are assembling as much information as we can, and we will be back to you shortly.